state biologists are concerned about the high harvest rates of female brown bears in the Chilkat Valley. The numbers are especially high when it comes to the non-resident guided harvest. But some local hunting guides say they can only do so much to stop clients from taking sows when there's no regulation against it.
Before you shoot, take a closer look. Do you really want to shoot a 3 or 4 year old female grizzly about 5 feet long, weighing just a little more than you do? That's what you've got in your sights.
That's the first few seconds of a video on the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website called Take a Closer Look. Its purpose is to educate hunters on how to distinguish between sows and boars in order to protect female bears. Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch spoke to the Upper Lynn Canal Fish and Game Advisory Committee Friday. He said the goal is to keep the harvest of female brown bears below 40%. But the numbers for the Chilkat Valley exceeded that threshold multiple times in the past 5 years. Last fall, 75% of bears harvested were sows. Part of that could be that it's usually harder to identify males in the fall than in the spring. Here's Koch.
The brown bears have slow reproduction. Their cubs have low survival. And so this has us, it's definitely getting our attention. And at this point, we're concerned and we're paying close attention to it.
Koch says it's hard to know if the high harvest of sows is significantly hurting the overall bear population. Unlike moose and mountain goats, Fish and Game can't count bears using aerial surveys, and it's costly to pay for a bear study. Koch says the best guess for the total population in the Chilkat Valley is around 350 bears. Non-resident harvest appears to be a problem area. 54% of the bears taken in the non-resident harvest between 2010 and 2014 were female. Non-residents need to hire hunting guides to legally harvest brown bear in the Chilkat Valley, Unit 1D. Here's advisory committee member Ryan Cook.
Yeah, it looks like the guides are the one that need the little bit of education.
Larry Benda has worked as a hunting guide in Haines for 20 years. Don't shoot sows. That's the advice Benda says he gives each client. But not everyone listens.
But he can tell me, you know what? We are on day number 8 of 12-day hunt, and I want to kill bear. We see a couple males. Well, I was waiting. I was hoping I would see bigger one, but I don't see one, and I worry I will not harvest bear. I will kill that female. And I can't stop him.
Benda says he can't stop him because it's legal to harvest a sow without cubs. Haines hunting guide Al Gilliam agrees. There's only so much you can do as a guide.
I end up getting hunters here that have been in other parts of the state, spent huge amounts of money on a brown bear hunt. And then they come here and they say, I want to shoot the first legal bear I see. And I hear that and it just makes my stomach crawl. Because I'm afraid that they're going to shoot a sow. But literally, there's nothing that I can do to prevent that.
Gilliam and Benda have different ideas about what Fish and Game should do to lower the harvest of sows. Benda says, make it illegal.
And would make big difference if I would say, listen, it's not legal to kill female because the regulations say you can kill male only. And then things would work much better for everybody.
No, because it's too hard to tell the difference.
That's Gilliam. He says making it illegal to harvest any sow would result in punishing people for shooting a female they thought was a male. Instead, Gilliam thinks Fish and Game should take the same steps they recently decided to take for mountain goat hunting. To discourage the harvest of nanny goats, hunters in Unit 1D now have to take an educational quiz. But at the advisory committee meeting, Haines resident Brian Clay spoke out against implementing any additional requirements.
Putting out quizzes and tests for hunters to take a test to go shoot a brown bear, when I went within a mile last year, it's counted 26 bears in an hour. It seems like we don't have a lack of bears.
Right now, biologists say the harvest numbers aren't worrying enough to implement new regulations. They plan to closely watch the results of this spring's hunting season, which closes May 31st. If hunters continue to take a high number of sows, Koch says they'll need to address it, and it might require more than an educational quiz. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.